This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning. Oh, I interrupted that song. It was quite funky. Actually, I was enjoying that little beat. It reminded me of sitting on a horse and going horse riding or something. I just had to put my phone on silent. Good morning. How are you guys? Isn't it awesome? It's nearly Christmas. How exciting. It has just gone 9 a.m. here in the studio at 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access station. Yes, it is. All for you. And I am here for the show What's Going On, brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa. Cheers, Trust House Wairarapa. You guys rule. And I am going to bring you everything I can, which isn't much this week, because you should all be with your families celebrating Christmas. If you're not with your families, with your partners, with your friends, whatever, that's what you should be doing. And also going out. You can go out and do things. Who am I to tell you what to do, eh? No one. That's right. No one can tell you what to do. What have you been up to anyway? Isn't this weather kind of crazy? It actually really, really is. I'm enjoying it myself personally. I don't have anything wrong, but I had a friend message me this morning saying, it's so depressing. And I'm like, embrace it, because soon it's going to be way too hot. Hot, I tell you, hot. So what has been going on and what is going on? Look, I can tell you lots of things as I quickly search around the desk for things. There is actually quite a lot going on. The Christmas carols in like the square and that finished last night, so that's redundant. Don't know why I'm telling you about that. But apparently it was really, really good and brings community together. And we love bringing community together. I know that this weekend, if you are looking for your berries for Christmas Day, your strawberries, your blueberries, your raspberries and your cherries from Wee Red Barn. Well, I rang them this morning and I got told that no, you can't book them or order them in advance. You have to get down there super, super early and stand in line like the rest of us. Like the rest of us povos. Hey, that's us. We all stand there together and do that. And look, I don't mind at all. But if you need to do that, but if you really want to get some goodies for Christmas Day, the days all around it, head to the farmers market this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They have got some amazing things going on, I can tell you that. It is their annual, well, you could only do it once a year in all honesty, it is their annual Christmas market. And oh, how cool is that? So they, that's the 21st of December. You can enter via Judd's Road, Masterton. And they have a hamper draw. We love a hamper draw. Imagine getting a hamper from this market where they've gone round to all the stall holders and said, do you want to donate something? And they've gone, yeah, for sure. I did that one year when I had a stall there and it was just fantastic. And to enter that Christmas hamper draw, every time you make a purchase at a stall, fill out the form they will give you and pop it in the box near the FPOS. Now, they mean by the FPOS is where you can go and get cash out, because they're cash only stalls, most of them. The more you buy, the more chances to win. Oh, that is cool. With 37 stalls this week, you have plenty to choose from. That's epic. Epic, having 37 stalls at the farmers market and your Christmas market. The hamper will contain gifts donated by stallholders and will be drawn at noon. So I'm guessing you have to be there. And look, it's always a really cool market to hang out at. There's so much food and crafts and entertainment. I know that they bring out lots of like huge games of Jenga and just lots of stuff for the kids to play and pull the tables out. And there's always live entertainment as well. And there's going to be quite a number, like I said, 37 stall holders. So to me, that's pretty damn amazing. So that is the Farmers Market Annual Christmas Market this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enter via Judd's Road, please. Oh, well, that's brilliant, isn't it? Oh my goodness, I don't know what that's about. Something just popped up on Facebook there. Facebook for the show, that is. I am looking what's happening. Look, on Thursday the 26th of September, that is Boxing Day of all days. Summer has arrived and the Wairarapa is calling. Check out some of our upcoming summer events. So we have the outdoor movie at Le Gras. Look, I'll learn how to say that properly. Vineyard on Thursday the 26th. Watch Dirty Dancing on the big screen among the vines on Boxing Day. Bring your own picnic or order a platter from the Le Gras kitchen and choose your drinks and snacks from the caravan. So that's going to be amazing. There is New Year's Race Day at Toheraniko Racing and Event Centre on Thursday the 2nd of January. That's Bring the Family to the Wairarapa's first and most famous race day of the year, with loads of family fun to see you in the new year. Pack a picnic and head along for a guaranteed great day out. It's always a great day out in the Wairarapa. Wairarapa music in the country, Friday the 10th to Sunday the 12th of January. Look, this is only next year. Really, Camille. Only next month. Oh, my goodness. It's only next month. It's not that far away at all. All these things are less than a month, or some of them. So Wairarapa music in the country, Friday 10th to Sunday the 12th of January. You'll be blown away by the amazing calibre of some of New Zealand's finest multi-award-winning musicians. Get your full festival and day passes now. You know, on that note, it's not going to be a long show today, I'm going to tell you that, because I believe we should all be staying home. I don't know. Or go to the beach, go to the beach. On that note, anyway, I'm going to play a famous Christmas song. And I tried to do my best impersonation of her, and I didn't do it very well. But here we go. All I want for Christmas is you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. You.
You are listening to 92.7 Arrow FM, your community station. Oh, Camille, has anyone guessed what Mariah Carey wants for her birthday for Christmas? I reckon it's you. I won't tell anyone if you don't tell anyone. Hey, you are listening to the show What's Going On, brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa. Thanks, Trust House. You guys have supported us all this year, and thank you so much for being part of that and being part of this community and this community station. I completely forgot how to do that line, 92.7, your community something. So your community station, there we go. So I've been reading out what's going on, so I'll go to the newspaper now. So we have covered the farmers market with their annual Christmas market, which starts at 9 a.m. everyone, can you, if you could enter just via what is that? Judd's Road. Hey, so Friday morning is the walk and talk, meet outside Dish Cafe at 9:30. It's a 1 hour walk. It's through age concern. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be too upset if just anybody turned up. Then Carterton Craft Market. Like, we love to go and get our gifts from markets and stuff like that because we like to support the local crafters. So the Carterton Craft Market, it usually goes from Monday to Saturday anyway, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday is 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and it's 25 High Street North Carterton. Not that hard to find, guys, so that's something really cool to do. And once again, there's that class I should be doing, the Greytown Line Dance. I want to go to it for beginners. I'm a beginner, from 10:30 till 11:30 a.m. at Studio 73 Main Street, Greytown. That's on Friday. Takes me back to days of hanging out at the Weymouth Cozy Club and trying to do line dancing while incredibly drunk. So much fun. Hey guys, do know that you can always find a Justice of the Peace at the Carterton Library from noon till 2, Masterton District Court 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Ekitahuna Library 1:30 till 4:30, which is really cool if you're looking for a Justice of the Peace. I see people do post that up sometimes going, does anyone know? Well, now you know. And you can always find that in the Wairarapa midweek. So that is actually really cool as well. Hey, tomorrow, yeah, once again, I'm going to emphasise the more I emphasise to head to the Wairarapa Farmers Market tomorrow with their annual Christmas market. That is always brilliant to go to. And look, you've probably got friends in the friends and family in town for Christmas, and you're like, what can we do? There is so much to do in the Wairarapa. I'm going to start off by telling you about Cobblestones Museum and Heritage Village. That is such a cool place. The last time I went to it would have been on a school trip, so that was really cool. But that is just such a cool place to go to. It is open 7 days from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. which is bloody good, guys. And that's in Main Street, Greytown. That is really cool. And then if you want to take them further into the depths of this valley, Featherston Heritage Museum, behind Featherston Library and Information Centre, on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Other times can be made by arrangement, so isn't that great? Go look at some really old trains and stuff. Like, I find that interesting. I used to work on trains, so there we go. Hey, and the Featherston Weekly Market is on as well from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. at 30 Freefix Herbert Street. So that's really cool too. Look, there is so much going on, and I know that a lot of people are, you know, closing down because it's Christmas and stuff like that. So let's play another irritating Christmas song. Because I love doing this. I don't mind this song, though. I think this might be... I'm wondering if this is the one that they try to ban. Like, good luck, guys.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Dead air, guys. That was bad. That was bad. Hey, Let It Snow, and that's by Dean Martin. Gosh, I'm too far away from the microphone. That's a really, really old song. I've been going through trying to find more events to talk about. You are listening to the What's Going On show here at 92.7 Arrow FM, and I am endeavouring to bring you as much information as I can about what is happening in the Wairarapa at 92.7 Arrow FM. So here we go. Try again. Oh, look, it's not working out that well for me this morning. But anyway, what are you guys doing? I know Christmas is huge and all the kids get so, so excited. And I absolutely love that. A lot of the things that I'm bringing you are pretty much stuff that I've been bringing you the last few weeks. There's not that much new stuff. And if there is, I don't know about it. But I do know that the Rewa Rewa station is having their craft day tomorrow from 10 a.m. Now, this sounds really cool and a very cool drive. So that's out in Tanui. So tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. I'm just seeing photos of it, and oh my goodness, it's free admission, and this will be going on next year as well. On our Farm Craft open days are aimed primarily at knitters, spinners, crocheters, and open fibre crafters. Nestled in the small rural community of Tanui is Rewa Rewa Station, operating as a hill country sheep and beef breeding farm with a strong focus on NZ wool and fibre. Oh, we love that. Romney, Corriedale, Cross Romney, Polworth and Gotland sheep. You know what? I've never even thought about these names that they would have. Sheep provide the fleeces to create fibre products for crafters, which is sold via the Rewa station. So it's usually sold online. So this is actually really cool that they're doing this. Our craft days give you an opportunity to work on your own project, seek advice, learn a new fibre skill, or maybe just spend time with fellow fibre crafters while potentially ticking off a project or two in the process. You can take your knitting, your crocheting, your spinning, your hand sewing, and any project that you are working on and enjoy a drive in the country. We all love drives in the country. I love drives in the country. Coffee, tea, and snacks provided, but bring your lunch and stay a while. Everyone is welcome. So that's happening tomorrow. Look, craft days are primarily held on the third Saturday of every month, but occasionally they do have to juggle the date, so that's good to know. You are tuned into 92.7 Arrow FM, your community-based station, which is fantastic for everyone. And this show today is brought to you by Trust House, and they have been doing amazingly. They've just been doing absolutely amazing for us guys in supporting us and sponsoring this show. I do have another song to play for you guys very soon, but I'm actually having a bit of trouble here. Oh no, I found it. So this is the last show of the year, and I didn't prepare for it very well. I was more buzzed on my other show, but that's okay. This show has been running, well, I've been doing it for a little while now, and I endeavour to bring you as much information as I can, and I'm cutting the show short today because there's not that much information. Then I won't be coming back till the 10th of January to do the show again, so I'm pretty sure you guys can find your freaking way around the place, eh? And work it out yourselves.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Little bit longer. Damn it, the song. Blimmin', stop. You guys are saved. You're listening to Camille on the show What's Going On, brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa, where I endeavour to tell you exactly what is happening in this beautiful region of ours. And guess what? I'm cutting this so short. There's F all to talk about. It's the last one for the year. And you know what? There's no one up here to stop me. And I know that you guys are listening. You're not going to cut the show short. All I want to do is I want to thank everyone who has been part of the show. So many of you and people who have put in their time and stuff like that. I really appreciate it. We here at Arrow FM do our best for you, that's for damn sure. And I've really enjoyed this, actually. So I'll be back next year doing this from the 10th of January. My other show, Everyday People, will be on from the 8th of January, where I have an amazing legend, a local legend, coming on the show. And I don't want to give too much of that away because I've had so many legends on. But what I want to do is thank you all. Everyone have a absolutely marvelous Christmas. Cullum, I'll see you up at Pearl soon, and everybody enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.